Chapter 25. Samuel died, and all Israel gathered themselves together, and lamented him, and buried him in his house at Ramah. David arose, and went down to the wilderness of Maon. There was a man in Maon, whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep, and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and the woman was intelligent and beautiful, but the man was harsh and evil in his dealings, and the man was a Calebite. David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, "Go up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. Thus you are to say to my brother, 'Peace be to you, and peace be to your house, and peace be to all that you have.' And now, look, I have heard that you have shearers. Now your shepherds have been with us in the wilderness, and we did not hurt them, neither was there anything missing from them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore let the young men find favor in your eyes, for we come in a good day. Please give whatever comes to your hand, to your servants, and to your son David." And David's young men came and spoke to Nabal according to all those words, in the name of David, but he became arrogant. Nabal answered David's servants, and said, "Who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants who break away from their masters these days. Shall I then take my bread, and my wine, and my meat that I have slaughtered for the shearers of my sheep, and give it to men who I do not know where they come from?" So David's young men turned on their way, and went back, and came and told him according to all these words. David said to his men, "Every man put on his sword." So every man put on his sword. David also put on his sword. About 400 men followed David, and 200 stayed by the baggage. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Look, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to greet our master, and he railed at them. But the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, nor did we miss anything as long as we went with them, when we were in the fields. They were a wall to us both by night and by day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what you will do, for evil is determined against our master, and against all his house, for he is such a worthless fellow that one can't speak to him." Then Abigail hurried and took 200 loaves of bread, 2 bottles of wine, 5 sheep ready dressed, 5 measures of parched grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on donkeys. She said to her young men, "Go on before me. Look, I come after you." But she did not tell her husband, Nabal. It was so, as she rode on her donkey, and came down by the covert of the mountain, that look, David and his men came down toward her, and she met them. Now David had said, "Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained to him. He has returned me evil for good. God do so to David, and more also, if I leave of all that belongs to him by the morning light so much as one who urinates on a wall." When Abigail saw David, she hurried, and got off from her donkey, and fell before David on her face, and bowed herself to the ground. She fell at his feet, and said, "On me, my lord, on me be the iniquity, and please let your handmaid speak in your ears. Hear the words of your handmaid. Please do not let my lord regard this worthless fellow, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him, but I, your handmaid, did not see the young men of my lord, whom you sent. Now therefore, my lord, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, since the Lord has withheld you from blood guiltiness, and from avenging yourself with your own hand, now therefore let your enemies, and those who seek evil to my lord, be as Nabal. Now this present which your servant has brought to my lord, let it be given to the young men who follow my lord. Please forgive the trespass of your handmaid. For the Lord will certainly make my lord a sure house, because my lord fights the battles of the Lord, and evil shall not be found in you all your days. Though men may rise up to pursue you, and to seek your soul, yet the soul of my lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord your God. He will sling out the souls of your enemies, as from the hollow of a sling. It shall come to pass, when the Lord has done to my lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you, and shall have appointed you prince over Israel, that this shall be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my lord, either that you have shed blood without cause, or that my lord has avenged himself. When the Lord has dealt well with my lord, then remember your handmaid." David said to Abigail, "Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. Blessed is your discretion, and blessed are you, that have kept me this day from blood guiltiness, and from avenging myself with my own hand. For indeed, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, who has withheld me from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, surely there wouldn't have been left in Nabal by the morning light so much as one who urinates on a wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and he said to her, Go up in peace to your house. Look, I have listened to your voice, and have granted your request. Abigail came to Nabal, and look, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Therefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. It happened in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, that his wife told him these things, and his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. It happened about 10 days after, that the Lord struck Nabal, so that he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed is the Lord, who has taken my side in the matter of Nabal's insult, and has kept back his servant from evil. The Lord has returned the evil doing of Nabal on his own head. David sent and spoke concerning Abigail, to take her to him as wife. When the servants of David had come to Abigail to Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David has sent us to you, to take you to him as wife. She arose, and bowed herself with her face to the earth, and said, Look, your handmaid is a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my lord. Abigail hurried, and arose, and rode on a donkey, with 5 female servants of hers who followed her, and she went after the messengers of David, and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they both became his wives. Now Saul had given Michal his daughter, David's wife, to Palti the son of Laish, who was of Galeim.